This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Amid sustained nationwide street protests, U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday signed an executive order outlining some police reforms. Reducing crime and raising standards are not opposite goals, Trump said in the White House Rose Garden before signing the document. The document was titled Safe Policing for Safe Communities. The order will encourage police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities, the president said. The measure also calls for certification bodies to train officers on de-escalation techniques and use of force standards. Trump did not address the linkage of systemic racism to police brutality, an issue cited by demonstrators across the country. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi lost little time in responding to the president's order with a critique. She called the order weak and said it falls sadly and seriously, in her words, short of what is required to fight racial injustice and police brutality that, also her words, is murdering hundreds of black Americans. An investigation conducted on behalf of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, has found that agency leaders violated the agency's own scientific integrity policy in releasing a statement last year that supported a false assertion by President Trump. The president had tweeted last year that the state of Alabama would be hard hit by Hurricane Dorian, while NOAA forecasters in Alabama said the state was in no danger. Indeed, the hurricane did not strike Alabama. The next week, on September 4th, the White House displayed a forecast map which appeared to have been altered with a marker to show Alabama in the path of the hurricane. 2 days after that, NOAA issued a statement confirming the president's words and contradicting its own forecasters in Alabama. NOAA's scientific integrity policy prohibits political interference. This is VOA News.